Rashi theory that there's no yad and there's no shomer with pachas and ishir. So furthermore, that's the question of Rav. How does Rav put in this case? So Rashi says, like now one of these two cases shouldn't argue upon him. The Chur both argue against Rav. It's much like this. If he says this case, these bones are a loch of the yad, it's only a handle to the meat, to then kasher ratio, it's a kasher on the ratio. The ratio, the first man of the yom, says here that is mitzvah. It says that this yad brings in the tumor into the house, even though it was only a chatzi zayis on each yad. So you see, a chatzi zayis, it does have a din yad. So of course, not like Rav. And he be shomer, if we're talking about it to shomer over here, that this bone is not really a yad, but it's also a shomer type, let's say, Rashi said, I think, with this marrow inside the bone. So then the bone is what protects the marrow inside. That's called the shomer. So if we're talking about now that the chatzi zayis boso was the marrow inside the bone, Ibu Shomer, then Kasher Sefer. It's a Kasher on the Sefer then. But the Sefer, how could Yehuda Ben Akusi say that there's no Din Shomer over here? Why not? All you have to have is just the size of a Kapul. And the Kuri here just said they were the size of a Chatzi Zayas. A Chatzi Zayas is much bigger than the Shear of a Kapul. So it's a Kasher on Rav also then. The Sefer, why does he say there's no din yad? How can Yehuda ben Akusi there's no din yad? Why not? There's talking about a shomer over here. He also, Rav also agrees that if the shomer is the size of a kapul, it does have a din shomer. Here it's the size of a kapul. A chatzi zayis is much more than the size of a kapul. So it's like this. Yiboyim, if you want, I could answer you b'shomer. Yes, we're talking about here it's a shomer, that this bone has the marrow inside and it's watching the marrow inside. And you boy, you say miyad, if you want to know the cases that this bone is a handle to the meat, there's a chatzik zayis meat on the other side of the bone, so the bone is a yad. So what's the pshat? You boy, you say me, one I can answer you, yad. That we're talking about now, it's a yad. For who the yomar, ki Yehuda ben Akusi, and Echmami, Rav holds, let you the ben Akusi. We're talking about it's a yad now. To see it's a machlekas and a tanakam and Yehuda ben Akusi, is there a loch of the yad and tachos mikazayis? So Rav, it says, there's no din yad, and Echmem, you cannot good according to Yehuda ben Akusi. And the boy Yisim, if you want, I could answer you that the boy Yisim of a shomer. We're talking about the shomer over here. If so, if it's a shomer, why doesn't it work? How could Yehuda ben Akusi argue over here? If I tell you, v'udi yom ha-ketanakam enechanami, that Rav holds as a time like the Tanakam, there is a din shomer since it's the size of a kapul. Yehuda ben Akusi, he argues, he knows no, even though it's more than the size of a kapul, but since it's left on a kezayis, there's no din shomer. That's Yehuda ben Akusi shita. Then Echnami Rav would hold that like the Tanakama, that even a chatzi zayis, since it has the size of a pool, it would have a din of a shomer. Yes, the kitzur that's the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come here, I'll try to bring your proofs. It says, Amid Tosef and Huxin, that Rabbi Yudaimer, Kulis, that's a big bone that has marrow inside it usually. See, it sounds like this. Kulis, Shiyeshale Kazayis Bosser, if there is a Kazayis Bosser on the bone, yeah. So then it says, Gorro Kula, Latumma Acherim. If there's Yeshale Kazayis Bosser Gorreris, if you have a kezayis boser on this bone, Rashi says, kul yisu etzem elyon, she top bone of the thigh. And it has a lot of moich in there. So it says, gurur es kul latumma. Or if says zayis, if it has a kezayis of meat on this bone, is gurur es kol ha kul yis latumma. The whole bone is tummy. Min shim hoye im kebeitz oichlin. If it was next to a kebeitz of oichlin, the noga sheretz bo, and the sheretz touches the bone, v'chomokim shebo tomei, the whole thing becomes tomei. That's the lachat says here, it's kul yishiyeshim ha-kezayis boser, has a kezayis boser on the bone, so gereres kul l'tumah. The whole bone is slept or is dragged along, that also has a din tumor on it. Acherim man acherim say no, afilu eino, not no, but the bigger kiddush, afilu eino le ele kapul, even there's only the size of a kapul of meat, a smaller amount of meat, only the size of a bean, of meat is on this bone, also that's enough gereres kulu tumah. It drags along the whole bone, gets us din tumah, because of his being. So the question is now for Rav, Hai b'may mukum lo, what does Rav put this case talking about? What kind of a bone are we talking about over here? E biyad, if we're talking about it, it's a yad, meaning that not the marrow inside it, but only there's meat on one side outside of the bone, and the bone itself is a handle to that. It's so then kasha seifa, and it's a kasha on the seifa. If we're talking about a yad, here the seifa says that it has, Acher Maim says, even if it's only a kapul, also it's a grower. So you see, you have a din yad, even though it's only the size of a kapul, which is less than a kazayis. And Rav says there's no din yad if it's less than a kazayis, that's kasha nereisha. So it sounds like this. We're talking about a shemer, then kasha reisha. It's a kasha on the reisha. Because the reisha says, only because it has a kazayis basar, is it mekabel tumah. So what do you have to have a kazayis basar for? If it's talking about a shemer, so it should have been enough, even a kapul. Why does the reisha have to say the size is a kazayis? So Gemara says, Ibai Semit one, I can answer you again, biyad. We're talking about now that this kulyas, this bone, that it's a handle to the meat on the other side of it. And Vudi Yamak Reb Yehuda, he tak holds, he says like Reb Yehuda. It means Rav goes like Reb Yehuda, it says kulyas sheshlov kazayis boso. So it's talking about now, it's a din yad, and that's a locha for yad, you have to have a kazayis boso. So Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, that's one terence. The boy same is one I can't see like this. The boy same or the shomer. No, we're talking about now this kulyus here, this bone, is a shomer, means it's watching the marrow inside it. It's not a yad, but it's a shomer. If so, I'll tell you then, Rav holds kacherim. Rav holds like the acherim. It's good why he says, to the only question, the acherim says, as long as there's a kapul of meat there, it's grower. That's like Rav's sheet also. That the shomer works only if there's a size of a kapul of meat. But less than a kapul of meat, there's no din shemer. So Rav goes like Rav Yehuda. So Kitzi can answer Rav. Now Rav Yechon, what does he do? Rav Yechon says, yes, there's a din yad and a din shemer, even pochus. So what does Rav Yechon do with this price, with this tesefta? Rav Yechon noma kul rabbi shemer. The whole price is talking about a shemer. That this kul yis is watching the marrow inside it. And so Sakasha then, why does it only say kapul, and the first one says a kazayis? It's even less than that. So I tell you, who the Yomak Acherim? He says like the Acherim. Now the Acherim said, what, as long as the size of the Kapuls, it's also a Kasha. But the Gemara Acherim, or Kapul Kamri. The Acherim said, you need the size of the Kapul. And according to Rabbi Yechanon, there's a Din Shemer, even Pokus Mi Kapul, smaller than the size of a bean. So it's a Kasha Rabbi Yechanon, who's it go like? So most of like this, Enechanami. Rabbi Yechanon goes like the Acherim. Now tell like this, I did the Kama Tanakamish Yurai. Since the Tanakhama said this case is that there's a kazayis here, ka'amri inu namish yurei. Reb Yud also said there's a shear here. Acherim also said there's a shear of the kapul. But could be the size of the kapul of Lavdavka. Even Prochus mi kapul would also have a shear. But Prochus goes also. Yeah. Just said that the Acherim just argued on the Tanakhama. They say you have to have the size of the kazayis. So this Acherim said, no, you don't need such a big shear. So they said the size of a kapul, but really even less than a kapul will also be a din shemer. Yeah. So then we'll come and go to Kuntav Yechanan. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Deikin and I bring you proof also to Rav Yechanan that the b'shemer askin, and we're talking about over here that this bone here is the shemer is watching the marrow inside it. Tiktani kulyis, because the Bryce, the Tesefta says a case of a kulyis, that's this top bone of the thigh, and usually a kulyis always has marrow inside it. Like if we're not talking about the marrow inside, we're only talking about the meat on the outer portion of the bone, so what do you have to say a kulyus for? Should have said other bones. Since it says kulyus, this type of a bone, like Rashi says, tam kulyus, yesh b'mayich. So talking about mestama, it's a shemer, shmamina, that's a good proof. It will run like this. Rabbi Chanina Omar, zel shir, this is the shir. Rashi says, ho kapul, the kandatit achirim said, the size of the kapul, he meant bedavka, it has to be the size of a kapul. And less than that, there's no din shomer. Skruhila is like Rav. Rechnina says, zeo shir, that's like Rav Shita. But when the Acherim said, there's a shir of a kapul, that's the size it has to be to have a din shomer on it. For Rabbi Yechon and Amano, ain ze shir. Yechon says, no, that's not the shir. For the Mora, it wasn't it said, Rabbi Yechon and Shitosa, it holds that a din shomer applies even to pochus mi kapul. For the Gemara, Ein Zashir, how could you say the Cherem doesn't mean that's a Shir for Katani Kapul? The Cherem said clearly there has to be a size of a bean's worth of meat in the marrow. Skratama Gab Yechanan. Tomorrow says yes, again the same terrace. I did the Krama Tanakamish Yurei, since the Tanakamish said it's Shir of a Kezayis, I tell you Karmino Namish Yurei. That's why they also say the Shir of a Kapul. But Lavdav, the Kapul, even less than that, will also be a Din Shema. That's a Yechanan Shita. Shemer is even on Pachos Mikapol. Toshima Kamenir, Mishnah Huxin, that Reb Loza ben Azariah Metayer Bishel Pul. He said, we only have the shear of a pool. It's Toyer. Rashi says, Bishemer Shel Pul. If you have a Shemer over a bean, the Lav Shemer, Rashi says, Kogoyin, Oysana Shabitin, Shapulin Gedelim Boy. So remember now the stalks that the beans grow in. So you have the stalks, that's the shomer of the bean. So Rashi says, if they shapul and gafin, because the beans are very thick, they're big, and they don't need the shomer. So therefore, it has no din shomer to beans. Such a Lozav Nazayin says, metayim b'shapul, the shomer of a bean is not metame, it has no din shomer on it. Or metame b'shap kitnias. Mashenkin, by kitnias, these type of beans, Rashi says, to shomeru didakinim, his kidneys are very thin type of beans, and they can't watch themselves in the chemo macaron. Therefore, you're very happy the shabitim should still be attached to them, and they shouldn't be mixed up with the psalmist. So the kids to buy kidneys, you're happy with the shamer on it. But by pull, you don't like the shamer to be on it. Like it says, of nature writes bishamishin. Because you're happy bishamishin, you're happy to move around this kidney through the stalk. You're holding it in. Therefore, the Shab is still called like a shamer to it, has been shamer on it. Yeah, so Gemara says, Kidiyoma Ravacha Bered Rova, Bekulcho Mishim Yad. So what's the kasher over here? The Rai here again here is, Rashi says what? Shabitim have a goin sheyesh bein a shabitim ve'apul kebeitzer blozav nazayim metamim b'shal pul di'en shem etzaraf lo'el kebeitzer o metamim mishum kitnis alma yesh shem l'pachos mikapul he's here, it's less than a kapul over here. So you see there's a din shemer on pachos mikapul. So because the kash on rav he's here much as the pul itself is divided in half, so there's a have a din shemer on pachos mikapul. So the kash on rav over here. Zmura says no. Kidiyoma Ravacha Bered Rava the Kulcha. We're talking about now here the big stalk. Not just of the Shabitim, but the Kulcha, that's the big stalk. Rashi says, Hotim Matame Bishokitnius, Lav Bishabit, not the top part of it, Mishim Shemer, Ela Beklach, that's the stalk of it, Nageya Nogatuma. Or Mishim Yad, it's a loch of a yad over here. Or Mishim Yad, or my Bishamisha means the Tashmishim, the way you use it. So Rashi says, we're talking about now the bottom stalk of it. So all the top branches like are attached to this bottom stalk. Therefore it's called the yad to more, it's a handle to more than a kezayis. Yeah. We're not only talking about it's the small branches that come off it. Yeah. I'm talking about the big stalk though, and the big stalk of it, that holds all these other things. What does Tamisha means? It means when you move them around, you move them around because of the stalk. That's what does it. So it says my Bishamishin means Bitashmishin. When you want to move Rasha Shematatlin, when you want to move them around, then use this big stalk. And this Kalach is a Tashmish Lyoichol, therefore it's called the Yad here. And as the Yad, we're talking about now, there's more than the Kazayis here. That's where Rav will learn Pshat over here. That this is not a din shomer on the pool itself, but rather it's the big stalk here that holds a bunch of them, so it's a yad to more than a kezayis, therefore it's loch of a yad. Toshima, come in here. Again we learned that the Tanya we learned, the Tanya of Rabbi Yishmael, the Pasuk says, I'll call Zera Zerusha Yizara, any type of a seed that you're going to plant. So we dash in Kedera Shebeniyod V'Moitzian, the way a person takes out a seed to plant it, that means Chita B'Kliposo. That's the parsha of a shomer, that when you plant the chit of the wheat, you have the kernel, you have the shaft on it, you have the peel over it. Same thing with sorrel, when you plant the barley, the klipasa, you have the peel around it. the Yadoshim Beklipotim. So clearly here, Wadashim is a parasha of a Shomer, just to a Chita, just to a Seira. And these things are less than a Kapul. So of course, a Kashan Rav, here you see clearly there's a Din Shomer, even a Pochus Mikapul. Yeah. So Marim says, I'll tell you, Ber Yishani. Here it's the whole thing. It's the whole wheat, the whole barley, the whole lentils. Here's different. Rashi says, Ber Yishani. When did Rav says, Shein Shem Apochus Mikapul, going Chatzipul, when is that? Was not a Briyasa Shleima. Either some about a piece of meat, or else a Chatzipul, we cut the bean in half. Mashenkin over here, where you have the whole wheat, or the whole barley, that's a Ber, the whole thing. Here we agree there's a Shemer to the Chita. That's called Ber Yishani. Another one says, Boy Rabbi Shabbosh, has a shout like this. Shnei Shemrim, Mao Shitzfarfu.